Can you talk a little bit about panitumumab?
Panitumumab is another antibody that targets the epidermal growth factor receptor, and yet it's got some important differences. It's a fully humanized antibody, and the advantages one would envision from that are really around reactivity. So less need for pre-medications, fewer infusion reactions, and all of those have actually been borne out in the clinic. So people are tolerating this medicine from a reactivity perspective better than the patients have tolerated Erbitux in the past. It's just got to hold up clinically. And so far, although we don't have equal trials to compare, it does look like an active drug in colorectal cancer, has a very impressive set of data in the truly end-stage colon cancer patient, the big randomized trial that they used to help hopefully support its approval, demonstrated not only about a 10% response rate, but a significant improvement in progression-free survival in patients compared to best supportive care in a trial that was done in Europe. Whether it will play out as well in combination with chemotherapy as Erbitux has done, really yet to be seen. There's some small phase 1, phase 2 trials that have been done with panitumumab in combination with chemotherapy. Looks promising, looks consistent. Most important study for panitumumab right now is a study known as the PACE study, which is taking frontline colon patients, pick your poison, FOLFIRI or FOLFOX. Everybody gets Avastin, and the only randomization is whether or not you also get panitumumab. If that study tells us that the kitchen sink, if you will, meaning all the medicines up front, have a significant advantage, then I think you'll see widespread use of that kind of approach in patients with colon cancer.
Putting aside cost and reimbursement issues for a second, if panitumumab were available right now and you could use it any way you wanted, where would you use it and how would it integrate into your algorithm as it relates to cetuximab?
It's really hard to know whether we need two of these medicines on the market and are there going to be advantages of one over the other from a clinical perspective. Right now, they look very similar, but they do have one potential difference in that how do monoclonal antibodies really work? Do they work by blocking the receptor and preventing signaling, or are they in fact vehicles of the immune system? And we could envision that antibodies bind to these cancer cells and then mediate antibody-dependent cellular cytotoxicity, or ADCC. And we know that, for example, Erbitux can do that, whereas the type of antibody that panitumumab is cannot. So there is this debate, will panitumumab-like antibody perform as well? I, being sort of an immune cancer kind of guru, think that there might be something there, which is why I think it's going to be really important to show at least equivalence in a clinical setting before I go and replace Erbitux with panitumumab. Panitumumab has some clear clinical advantages. Its administration is every other week. It doesn't need pre-medication. Its pharmacokinetics are a little bit better than Erbitux, and the lack of the infusion reactions has to go a long way. But it needs to at least carry the day equivalently clinically before I would plug it in everywhere I'd use an Erbitux.